94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Coco Gauff is out at the Olympics. She was eliminated in the third round in Paris by Croatia's Dana Vekic. Gauff argued with a chair umpire about a call at one point. Play was delayed for several minutes. She was in tears, ended up losing the match. The Senate expected to pass the first meaningful legislation in a decade aimed at protecting kids online. The move coming as a new study says about a third of children feel pressure by social media to be perfect.
Girls were about 14 points more likely than boys to feel the need for perfection. While social media has been linked to the ongoing youth mental health crisis, Congress has not enacted meaningful legislation to protect kids online in more than a decade. But today, the Senate is expected to pass two bills aimed at online safety.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Shock and grief in Northwest England. A 17-year-old in custody charged with murder following that stabbing attack that now left three children dead. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are testing a possible new treatment for Parkinson's disease. UW-Madison doctors say brain grafts in monkeys have shown promising results. They say motor skills improved and symptoms of anxiety and depression were reduced. Wisconsin Democrats are calling the latest attempt to amend the state constitution a Republican power grab. Governor Evers says people should vote no on the two questions. They'd require lawmakers' approval when governors move to spend money from Washington. Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Inspectors are taking a close look at the rides at the Wisconsin State Fair right now. They come from all over the country and after use and travel need extra sets of eyes. There are 10 inspectors from the state of Wisconsin who go over every ride, the mechanical components, the electrical parts, and things like seatbelts. Total 38 rides will be there after getting the thumbs up from inspectors. The Wisconsin State Fair begins Thursday at the State Fairgrounds in West Allis. And if there's a high-achieving high schooler in your life, tell them to watch their email. This week, students will be getting their direct admissions letters from the University of Wisconsin System Schools. High school seniors who make good grades and have opted into the program can be admitted to up to 10 UW schools automatically. System President Jay Rothman says the goal is to show students what they're capable of, and this really lays out options, whether they had considered them or not. Those letters should arrive this week in students' high school email accounts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor McGill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Breaking news, Trevor McGill on the IL. Lower back. He's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adames, Churio. NFL Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW-Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Tuesday edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll rehash President Joe Biden's proposition for the U.S. Supreme Court. Should they recuse? Hell to the yeah.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We are seeing more energy than I've ever seen in politics. They are fired up. They don't want to go back. They want to move forward. They are excited about making Vice President Harris our next president. You see the fundraising. You see thousands upon thousands of people signing up to volunteer. She is on a roll. We're going to keep this energy up, and we are going to elect her as the next president of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Governor Andy Beshear, he's also fantastic. I'm introduced to all this new talent. Oh, you said
Cooper.
Senator Roy Cooper.
Governor
Cooper. Roy Cooper of North Carolina also pulled himself out of consideration. Right. So I think we're getting close, right, on a pick probably. But they're all exciting, I think. Okay. Oh, by the way, I just... Because, you know, when you've been living in this horrible, hateful Donald Trump universe for however long, I thought... of Mark Kelly, because we all love, you know, the idea of Mark Kelly. I thought, oh my God, how much you want to bet they're going to make fun of Gabby Giffords and brain damage?
Oh yeah,
because they're awful.
Yeah. Oh gosh,
and they're an awful, made up of awful people. And I thought then they will alienate the last sliver of Americans they have not already alienated. Right?
I hope so.
Yeah, if you thought him mocking the reporter with the disability, what do you see? The right-wing fever swamps. I just think, you know, it has been amazing. Oh, my God, I've already ordered my childless dog lady for Kamala.
My childless cat lady one's on its way.
On the way. I got to get you a cat daddy for Kamala.
He won't wear it.
Okay.
Here. You can wear it here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just how many more people are they going to insult? Chris, you saw that another thing J.D. Vance had said about childless people being sociopathic or just, I mean, it's insane that it's like they're going out of their way to insult people unnecessarily. Anyway, it's fantastic. Okay, so speaking of fantastic, is it time for the big announcement?
It is.
Can I have some sexy liberal music, please? Thank you so very much. So, but this really is by popular demand, because there's a lot of whining.
There has been.
Okay, but the big Chicago show, by the way, you have to experience sexy liberal in person. If you can go, you must go in person. It's going to be off the chain August 17th at the Vic Theater in Chicago, right before the DNC kicks off. But this just in, pay-per-view.
What?
The Chicago show will also be available pay-per-view.
So you can watch it at home.
Yes, you can get your tickets now.
Yeah, get your tickets for the pay-per-view by going to sexyliberal.com. You'll see the banner there for the Sexy Liberal pay-per-view in Chicago.
There you go. Because
you can watch it live and then you can watch it later on.
Yeah, yeah. So because, you know, lots of people, they can't, you know, all kinds of reasons can't get to a live show and really, really want to experience. And you got to experience this version. The Camelot version of it is incredible.
And there are going to be some great special guests.
Yes. We have Representative Jan Schakowsky, Jill Winebanks, and we have soft yeses from a couple of very, very big names. These people are very busy.
Very, very.
Do you know how many emails it took to get Lawrence O'Donnell to fly to Boston for me, and then he still couldn't do it because of stupid? Because of stupid hit in the ear with a pebble. Mr. Miracle Ear.
He was shot at.
Pardon me?
He was shot at.
Sure. Okay.
Somebody died, remember?
Somebody died.
Yes. And I have all the sympathy for him. All I'm saying is they took my Lawrence O'Donnell away from me for the evening. But however. And we had to use Carol Burnett, America's sweetheart, to lure him. He had a marriage proposal. She responded. It was, we pimped out America's comedy sweetheart. Okay. All right. Sexyliberal.com. Get it. Get those tickets. New York City this weekend.
Yeah.
Then Chicago. Then on and on we go.
Does your mom know that she's been pimped out?
Yeah, she's very well aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, wait. Do I still have the love letters? He's so cute. Isn't Lawrence just the cutest, funniest? Oh, my God. He's so funny. Hang on. Hold, please. It's quite a few emails back now. This, by the way, Jody Hamilton and Dean Obadala, thank you for representing Hank Johnson. People don't understand how hard booking is.
No.
It was really amazing. He was amazing Saturday night. But, we had a great response from Senator Warnock, who wanted to be there, but hopefully he will come on the radio show. And, trust me, we're trying for everybody. Oh, here it is. Oh, my God, Jody, I whored your mother out the subject line was Carol Burnett loves you.
That'll grab anybody's attention.
Plink.
Yeah.
Because you did. You sent the A block the night after the debate to calm her down because she, right? And so anyway, where am I? He said, first of all, these were the stream of love letters. First of all, is Carol Burnett single? I've loved her a lot longer than she has loved me. I will sign a prenup. Second, the Schubert. I used to park cars behind the Schubert. I would do almost anything to set foot on stage at the Schubert, where I saw my first Broadway play in Boston tryout. What time at the Schubert? And that's when I lost bodily control of my, my bladder and my bowels at the same time. Anyway, so that's this took. And how many more? 11 billion? So, and then I confirmed he was going to come in.
There were negotiations.
Because I thought he was going to do New York, right? Because that's where he lives. But I said, unless for some reason you're going to be in your hometown. So he wrote back, you are the most manipulative. Yes, I will be there for the whole thing. And can serve as your Boston accent translator. My people will be in touch with my green room requirements and lighting instructions. Actually, a urinal is probably the only thing I will need backstage. And they know how old I am in Boston, so never mind about the lighting either. blah, blah, blah. My plan is to have fun at this event, no matter how manipulative you are. And then I said, oh, my God, now I need an extra urinal because I just peed myself. Anyway, so just good guy. Amazing. Yeah. But, yes, that was the day of the incident.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I heard Hal on yesterday. I'm just... Can we just call him Miracle Ear from now on? Because there's no way. There's not even any... Wound. Okay.
There is no wound.
Okay. All right. By the way, can I just say this is fantastic? This is the actual Hannibal Lecter.
What?
All right, hang on.
And now with a response is Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Hello. It is me, Dr. Hannibal Lecter. I'd like to take a moment to address Donald Trump's recent comments about me. First, please allow me to address Donald Trump directly. Mr. Trump, keep my name out of your stinking mouth. You do not have permission to use my name for any reason. If you speak my name again, I will go shopping for some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Second, I would like to state for the record that I do not wish to be associated in any way with a person of such low moral character as Donald Trump.
To say
Donald Trump is beneath me. He is diseased filth. He's a turd covered in sauce. And he is unworthy to utter my name. The fact that he did so is clearly a sign that he only wishes he could rise up to my level. But he never will. Trump is little more than worm vomit. And he will never be as good as me. He is dumpster scum. Absolute human waste. And so allow me to conclude by saying that I did not authorize Donald Trump to use my name. And if he does it again, I will sue the living it out of him and make his life a living hell. And it isn't wise to piss off Dr. Hannibal Lecter. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's just like everybody is getting it. I could play this again with Lance Bass.
Hey, Kamala, what are we going to say to Donald Trump in November?
Bye, bye, bye.
That was it.
Yep, that's it.
That's all they need.
That was it. It is. I mean, it is amazing, and it all feels so sort of organic. And like, you know, Jeff Bridges going, "I'm the dude," and I'm the white dudes for right. Harris called yeah. last night. Right. He's like, "I'm the dude," and
I'm white, and I'm for Kamala.
You know, mm-hmm. I know. I mean, it's just, and this is the stuff they hate, because they just can't, you know, appropriate. Because obviously all the cool people are on our side. Yeah. Just, that's why everything they do comes off weird and tone deaf.
Yeah.
Right? Not to mention, how awesome is the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff?
No kidding.
Let me end with this, Mr. Trump. I know you have so much trouble pronouncing her name. But here's the good news. After the election, you can just call her Madam President.
Oh, my God. It makes me, you know, go into questioning a little bit. If there were more guys like that, right, that aren't scared of strong women, that are supportive of strong women, I mean, be in a world where you can be anything, be a Doug Emhoff.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. An older Pennsylvania voter.
Yeah.
Here we go. Eight. Yeah.
You know, she's at the perfect age. She's committed. She's vigorous. And I overwhelmingly, the women I talk to are, let's go, let's go.
See?
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, she's fired up, ready to go.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Kevin in D.C., here we go. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
And I'm your man. I grew up around sisters. All I know is strong women.
There you go.
Yeah.
And by the way, strong women are fun. Yeah. This is the other thing. Like, she's putting the fun back in politics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually fun again and joyful.
And that's kind of why I'm calling. First of all, I understand, as usual, it's like saying water's wet, that you had a great show. But congratulations anyway on your latest triumph.
Thank you, honey.
Also, are my Caucasian cousins are going to take me out of my cynicism? From what I've heard of the white dudes for Kamala, the governor of Minnesota had me cracking up when he said, when he was encouraging his fellow white dudes to do this by saying, now you know that will kill this fool and make him miserable for the rest of his life when he has to live with getting his ass kicked by a black woman. And Shannon Watts, who after taking the lead of the sisters with their Zoom call, even sat down with Roland Martin, and you know, he questioned why white women, you know, voted for him twice, even more the second time.
Yeah.
And she broke it down why, and she said that this proves, I think, that we're finally taking our head out of our backside.
Yeah.
And
I straightened those bitches out is what happened. You know, Frangela was in charge of black mama-ing people, and I was in charge of white bitching.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's going to take. So I am pleasantly surprised. And for some reason, this whole time, you know that what's that old song in the '60s? Stop, children! What's that sound? Mm-hmm. Everybody, look what's going down. I seem to hear that in my head with this energy.
Yeah, my friend Stephen Stills. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I forgot that you knew them. So I am. I am. Even though, again, my heart breaks for Mr. Biden, because I think he's one of the greatest presidents. He has a track record. But
look at what he's doing. We're going to talk to Charlie about what he's doing on the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Dark Brandon with zero F's left to give thing of beauty. And let me just say, he's going to go down as not one of just our greatest presidents, and the most consequential ones for so many reasons. I mean, he orchestrated this whole thing, Kevin, and it is brilliant.
And he's given us a gift. That's what I was going to say. He even though he...
Have you guys seen the?
I'm just going to say that he's given us a gift. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. The Olympic, him passing the torch to Kamala. Have you seen that on the track?
Seen that yet.
Everything makes me cry on Twitter now, or Threads. Oh,
you're
my God!
Your lady who cries on Twitter.
Oh, so beautiful. Yeah.
And having a lady president, it might finally be okay, because I virtually never cry. You know, that's a guy called with a female president. Maybe it'll make it. Somebody said that. In fact, I think it was Sean Astin, I think, on the call, said that with ladies in charge, it will finally be okay for us to express our feelings and not feel a weird way about it.
Yep. Yep. You're going to be a girly man in a good way. Good God above said Kamala is going to destroy Donald in this election. It will not be close. It will be a landslide victory. Trumpism will be repudiated and utterly vanquished. Yep. Please make it so. Yes, make it so, please.
We'll make it so.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Okay, can I just say now it's officially weird? Speaking of weird, when I'm gone from the dog, I think I miss them more than they miss me. Like, I literally just kiss them. Like, you know, I'm like Pepe Le Pew. I just kiss them and hug them and squeeze them and talk to them.
I feel like if
a dog couldn't go, get off of me, they would. I miss them so much. I just lay prone with two tiny dog suction cup to my face because I love them so much. And they love me mostly because I give them Dr. Marty's
cancer
plan.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. They're like, you know, it's like the drop the gun, take the cannolis. They're just like, nah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take your carry-on.
Do the lady just with the food.
Drop the Dr. Marty's. We'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
It is just the best dog food in the world. Best cat food. Nature's Feast.
Yeah.
It is all raw, freeze-dried, made of superfoods. Not just like regular real food, which is all the movement in pet food, but superfoods, right? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. You know, they're carnivores. They need to eat what their ancestors ate in the wild. Bow! Werewolves of London. Okay, and also some antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, all the nutrients, all the flavor, packed right in there. And right now, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free pack of Cod Krispies. They can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Kamala is brat.
Oh, haven't I been saying that for such a long time?
Sure.
Coconuts and stuff. Hey, okay. Guess what? We broke the internet just briefly, but it's working again.
It's working, yes.
Yes, I believe the link for the pay-per-view for the Chicago Sexy Liberal Show blew up the internet.
It did.
There's still a few tickets to see us live at the Vic Theater in Chicago. If you can experience it in person, I'm telling you, unbelievable. Yep. By the way, our fine American partners, you know, our only sexy liberal cause this tour is Get Out the Vote, grassroots. And Tamala writes to us and says, as the world of activists explodes with our interest, our work at Grassroots Democrats HQ is exploding as well. Last week, we expanded our work to leading daily phone banks for the West Coast for the Harris campaign. It's been amazing to watch all of our phone banks and canvassers expand. 100 days out, we're feeling hopeful. Since last Wednesday, we've led 6 days of phone banks, including almost 1,400 volunteer shifts that made 260,000 calls to West State voters, including Wisconsin. We have never seen activism like this 100 days out from the election, this level of activism that happens during Get Out the Vote. It's very exciting and exhausting.
Yep.
We got less than 100 days. What does Carl Fritsch always say, right? If you have energy left, then you haven't done enough. You haven't done enough. We've got to do this. Okay, so,
They usually say it's a marathon, not a sprint. Right now it's a sprint.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
We only have four months. It's a sprint.
Right. I love even all the energy online. Mittal says, if you want to cancel Netflix because they donated to Kamala Harris, perhaps you should cancel Donald Trump, too, for donating to her.
Yeah.
That is hilarious that Donald Trump donated to her campaign when she was attorney. So even he agrees that she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. By the way, Andrew Weissman, because I just feel like we have just now good things are going to be rolling in.
Yeah.
Andrew Weissman said on 9-6, that's September 6th, Judge Mershon said he will rule on Trump's motion to throw out the New York verdicts. He will deny it and will sentence Trump on the 9-18 scheduled date. It will then be a choice between a former prosecutor or a current convict.
Yep.
And Andrew Weissman knows some stuff about some stuff.
We'll see.
How many layers of lovely do we have coming? Oh, it's so exciting. Okay. This one. Kamala's wins tweets, watch the exact moment that Fox News reveals to their audience that Vice President Kamala Harris has completely eliminated Donald Trump's lead in the polls. This has the Trump campaign in pure panic. Reshare so all Americans see this. I just did. I just reshared.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
You're welcome. Oh, this one. We talked to Frangela about this. This was fantastic. Angela V. Shelton.
Of the Detroit Sheltons.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Trump gets 0% of the black vote against Kamala Harris in the new Michigan poll.
Zero.
Black residents make up 14% of Michigan's population. And I was saying, because, you know, Chris, it's in the margin of error.
Right.
That it is possible that more black people than are even alive hate
right.
Donald Trump.
Black
poltergeists, black fetuses.
Ghosts,
yeah.
Sprites.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard to do.
It is.
Zero.
Yeah.
Okay. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Education Department is releasing its youth mental health data update today. Many kids say they're anxious or nervous, and it got worse during the pandemic. State Superintendent Jill Underly says schools should offer more mental health services. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting about $1.3 million. The money will go to everything from wetland protection to outdoor education and even kayak launches. This is Governor Evers in a recent weekly radio address.
Unfortunately, many of these communities have also experienced shoreline erosion, flooding, pollution, and everyday harmful effects of climate change and more.
Wisconsin has about 800 miles of coastline. Evers says it's a critical resource for Wisconsin culture and commerce. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New Glarus is getting millions of dollars to invest in its water systems. The village will receive $2.3 million in a loan from the USDA to build a new above-ground water storage tank and pay for other upgrades. It's expected to increase the water capacity by 300,000 gallons. And this is the time of year kids end up at the doctor or urgent care with bug bites and rashes. Kids are more likely to itch a bite and tear it open and have more serious reactions to unsafe plants like poison ivy. Dr. Rob Tagger from the American Academy of Pediatrics says there's not much you can do for bug bites or rashes, but just wait it out. So your best bet is to prevent it in the first place.
Knowing which plants to stay away from, good observation. You keep kids away from more dangerous plants, keeping them away from dawn and dusk when the mosquitoes and bugs are a lot worse.
Long sleeves and long pants can be helpful, but in heat like this, remember young kids are more susceptible to heat illness and dehydration. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Maggie's out for the week. Matt Rothschild's filling in. We're going to be talking about the incredible impact of the fire hose of news that has been the last few weeks.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For a constitutional amendment called No One Is Above the Law Amendment. I mean to sincerely, it holds it no immunity for crimes former president committed while in office. I share our founders' belief that president must answer to the law. The president is accountable in the exercise of the great power of the presidency.
Wow.
Doug Brandon, zero F's left to give. A thing of beauty, a thing of wonder and beauty. Charlie Pierce writes about this. Oh, my God.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America. Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing at me?
I'm so excited you're here. I slam my knee into the... Hi!
Ow!
You needn't stand up to add attention when I come on the air.
That's what I was doing. I was standing
undue,
to salute.
That's undue respect.
This really is, you know, we keep talking about this, about Joe Biden with, you know, literally zero F's left to give. And this is what you write about. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, you know, I guess you sort of said it's not like necessarily this is going to pass, but I love that it starts this conversation, right?
Yeah, and it puts a little bit of heat on the nine folks in black robes, and it makes it a campaign issue, and it makes it a, I mean, I saw Sheldon Whitehouse on last night on some MSNBC show or another, and he's like, it's Christmas morning for him.
He's been
fighting this thing alone for years.
Yeah, but I mean, I think...
And the things he proposed are things that you don't have to be a Supreme Court watcher to understand. Yeah, these guys should have an ethics code that's enforceable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he just said...
How can you possibly argue against that?
Right. Well, I mean, and he argued about how this just total immunity is nonsense. I mean, he...
Yeah, but he's right that there's only one way to get rid of it, and... That's going to take a long time.
Oh, boy.
I commend, by the way, to everybody watching, my very old friend and fellow Marquette grad, Joni Biskupic's series at CNN.com, where she talks about how the conservative majority broke apart during the Idaho abortion case.
Yeah.
And how that was like a very rare win for the liberals on the court. But today's installment... was how completely dedicated John Roberts is to this whole immunity thing.
Well, so
John Roberts as a moderate is no longer a sufficient answer for our judges.
Yeah. I mean,
our judges here at home have said, nah, nagaha.
I mean, I don't know if you watched Rachel last night, but, you know, it is terrifying that... From some of the comments Trump has made about, we don't need you to vote, I don't need your vote, I got plenty of vote. You know, it means, feels like they just have given up on winning by getting more votes and trying to figure out how they can cheat, you know, and have their electeds not certify the vote.
I think it's pretty clear that the infrastructure to not certify votes out in the states is already in place.
Right. Well,
I mean, Mark Elias has been, you know, blowing the horn of Helm Hammerstein on this thing for like 6 months now.
But my point is, I think, like Rachel said, what I think he's hoping, it goes to his Supreme Court and he just gets, you know, installed. So but I was glad, I was saying that Professor Senator Warren was on to just reiterate how important it is to vote, that what you don't want is for people. You know, you got to sound the alarm, but you don't want people to go, oh, it's rigged already. So, that's what they want, is to depress turnout, right?
Right. And she's absolutely right. Although she is also on board with everything Biden has proposed. So if somehow Kamala Harris wins and she gets a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House, then maybe some of this stuff can happen.
Right. Let's listen one more, the president last night.
We're a nation of laws, not kings and dictators. The decision can be boiled down to the title of one case, Trump versus the United States. The court asserted it was making a ruling for the ages. That isn't true. The court made a ruling for one, a former president. No other president in our history has asked for this kind of immunity for criminal actions. And no president, no former president, not me, not one, has in fact should have been given any exception to this with such immunity.
I will say, speaking of mobilizing our base, talking about expanding and unpacking the Supreme Court got the biggest applause of the night at Sexy Liberal Atlanta. So, I mean, I do think, you know, it's starting this such necessary conversation about what should be obvious, that no one should have total immunity, that there is a severe ethics scandal going on. So good for the prez, right?
Let's take a trip to Fantasy Island here for a minute. If these reforms go through, they will go through because expanding the court is the gun on the table in the first act.
Yeah, that's what you wrote. I love that you said he's gone to the island of IDAF. I know. That's where he lives.
I mean,
now.
He really has. I mean, and Joe Biden is a shrewd enough politician to realize, you know, 3 seconds after he decided he wasn't going to run, that he had all this freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and as I keep pointing out, nobody was a lamer duck than Lyndon Johnson was in October of 1968.
Right.
Yeah. He got a gun control bill passed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do stuff after you decide not to run. You're still the damn president.
Yeah. And I love the way.
Hold an immense power. That's my,
I love the way Kamala Harris is going at that, when she was talking about signing gun legislation yesterday, mm-hmm. and she said, if they don't do it, I'll do it by executive order. I've had it. And I thought, she's where most Americans are. They've had it with it being the number one cause of death for children in our country.
Yeah, I mean, and again, what is being proposed, at least at the moment, is not that extreme.
Right.
We had an assault weapons ban for years.
Yeah.
And we lived under it, and a lot of people lived under it who might not have lived anyway. And background checks and red flag laws. I mean, why is this in any way controversial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we keep talking about how great their weird argument is. So you retweeted Vivek Ramaswamy said, this whole their weird argument from Democrats is dumb and juvenile. This is unlike
really?
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. This is a presidential election, not a high school prom queen contest. It's also a tad ironic coming from the party that preaches diversity and inclusion. Win on policy if you can, but cut the crap, please. Oh, I see. We should stop with the insults. Has he spoken to Donald Trump? Oh, okay.
We're winning on policy and insults. Why not both?
Jessica and I were chatting on X-Twitter yesterday, and we said, you're asking the Democrats to give up on a campaign strategy that's winning.
Right.
Well, they don't have to take that advice from you.
Right.
Well, you said you're new to this whole politics thing. Let me help. As a Republican of sorts, you don't get to tell Democrats what to do, especially if the jibes they're using are well working, because your ticket really is 8 pounds of weird in a 5-pound bag. I mean, J.D. Vance and Trump trying to clean up his cat lady comments and just making it worse. It's just there's no better word for it than just weird.
I mean, I think I said this to you last week. And I've said it in print. J. Divan Vance is the worst politician I have ever seen.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rachel also talked about this last night, Charlie, speaking of corruption and whatever, that he's just a wholly owned subsidiary of Peter Thiel.
Yeah.
I mean, it is extraordinary how, you know, Trump will do anything to suck up that's part of the reason he chose, pretty much the reason he chose J.D. Vance, who's been completely financed by Peter Thiel, who wouldn't have won his Senate seat if it weren't for him. And I thought, oh, my God, talk about just like doing the bidding of billionaires, right?
Well, no, there's no question about that. And Peter Thiel is weird himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is the weird financing the weird here.
I've met him in person at a party. He's
Did you?
Yes, he's weird. Yeah.
But seriously, like, you forget how close the race was in Ohio. And J.D. Vance wouldn't even be who he is in the first place without Peter. I mean, it's amazing. It's like Peter Thiel's like this puppet master, right? I mean, and he, so I wonder, you know, because Trump obviously must know this is a disastrous pick, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's starting to hear it from everywhere. And he started hearing about it immediately.
Right.
When you know, J. Divan Vance handed the Republican National Convention a massive right. upon accepting the nomination. And everybody went, By the way, you know who else is really weird?
Who?
Mamaw. With the 19 guns?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. Super weird.
Who apparently set Papa on fire once?
Yes. Yes. That's in the movie. I watched it. By the way, the U.S. congressman who represents the J.D. Vance district says the senator's views and beliefs do not represent the people or values of his district. And he said he's running one of the cruelest, most chaotic, downright weirdest campaigns ever. He said, I represent people from Southwest Ohio. They're hardworking and kind. They care about their families, neighbors, and communities. But I also represent J.D. Vance. Right now, Vance is running one of the cruelest, most chaotic, downright weirdest campaigns for vice president we've ever seen. And because Mr. Vance claims Southwest Ohio as his own, I want to clarify that couldn't be more different from the normal people who actually live here. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, it's interesting, you know, somebody was talking, who was it, said that, you know, the childless cat lady thing has become like, you know, the deplorables. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, well, Hillary, if anything, that was an understatement. But this just has resonated, even with people that do have kids are offended by it.
First of all, you don't want to get cat ladies angry at
you.
No, you do not.
No.
I mean, and you certainly don't want to get cat ladies angry at you in such a way that Taylor Swift fans get angry.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're going to need dental records to identify you. get those two brutes after your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, this was the brainchild of Donald Trump's adult brainchildren, Don Jr. You know, Slogo and Zeppo.
Cokie and Gummy. Yeah. By the way, you retweeted someone who said Pete Buttigieg on Fox is like watching a snake charmer. He just does not let them guide the conversation at all.
No.
I was saying, if anything we're seeing, Charlie, is what a deep bench we have and how any of these people could be a great vice president or president that we're seeing out there now.
I'm telling you, we're in surrogate heaven at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Walz, who, believe it or not, is only about 4 months older than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
But who is now everybody's avuncular grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you get a couple of Manhattans in grandpa, and he starts telling the truth.
But, you know, she's just, I would say, you know, we keep saying it, Charlie, but it just, she's bringing fun back to politics. She's bringing, she's joyful.
I was hoping you would bring this up, because it really is. It's a happy warrior campaign at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the best thing that they can come up with in response is that she laughs too much.
Right. I mean,
of course she laughs. You people are ridiculous.
As you know, I will die mad about 2016. You know, what this country did to Hillary Clinton, who would have been a fabulous, you know, just a fantastic president. But I have to say, Kamala's has more of that Obama energy. You know, she's a better campaigner, I think. She's a better speaker. And it just, there is, I've just never seen this kind of energy.
Well, she certainly got a politician's natural grasp for the main chance. I mean, she really hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it just,
I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, and all of it, just all the memes and the, you know, celebrities and the stuff popping up on TikTok, it just has such an organic feel. Like, it's not manufactured by a campaign. That's why it's so powerful.
Yeah, I keep waiting for Kid Rock to come over to the other side.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, we're all full.
Hey, come on,
we're
awful. We might need a janitor at headquarters.
We're all full, sorry.
Yeah.
Charlie, great stuff. We will...
Read Joan Biskupic on CNN.
Okay.
You'll understand what you'll, and Ellie Mostel is also recommending this on the ex-Twitter machine. You'll find out that that John Roberts as a moderate is now bereft of life.
Wow.
That's indeed.
And Ellie will join us on panel in New York City this weekend,
right,
along with a cast of thousands.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's in his hometown.
Yeah.
Got Ellie Mostel in front of his home crowd.
Yeah, right? Come on. Blow the roof off the sucker. Love you, Charlie. Mwah.
See you next week.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye. You guys.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by... Yes, I heard you talking about my giant jug. It is a keg.
Yes.
It's a keg.
A Renaissance Fair size keg of Morning Kick. Because... Why? Because.
I.
Okay. This is a lot. A morning show, on top of a national comedy tour at 11 billion years old.
Yeah.
I'm running mostly on Morning Kick. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It's a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. And I got all my supplements in one. I don't have to worry about taking all this extra stuff. I got stuff to help you shed weight, stuff for my digestion, probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for energy, my muscles and joints, you name it. Supports my gut health, boosts my energy, helps me feel more youthful. It's a game changer
with
for
the
me.
Utes.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to feel better, gain energy, do it with Mama. Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, type in the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com, type in Stephanie.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply or go to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is RoundhouseProvisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Ooh, yeah. Lindy Lee coming up, top of the hour. Bob Schooley said the thing everyone predicted is the media would go right from Joe is too old to Kamala is too something. What we didn't predict is no one would care. It really is a thing of beauty, right? Tracy said women over 50 are fast becoming the new powerhouses of our time. I've given up my big lie. I'm Generation Jones, just like Kamala Harris. Okay. Maria said, I'm only going to say this once. If you're a woman who doesn't support women, your era is coming to an end. In fact, it's coming to a screeching halt. Just thought I would remind you.
Yep.
Yeah. Hotter place in hell for you. Women that, right? These women, they get to, like, you know, Kellyanne Conway to say horrible racist things about Kamala Harris. I'm still trying to find my hate letter where someone called Kamala a Negro, and then there were a bunch of other nasty thoughts they had about us and misspellings and atrocious grammar. Okay. Frangela and I talk about all this all the time. I'm feeling this sense of like sisterhood and women supporting other women behind this movement that is so, as Charlie said, like just joyful, you know, and not this, these petty backbiting women. Your time is done, man. Oh, by the way, we were talking last week. We were one of the, of all the atrocious things that J.D. Vance has said, the whole like that George Soros is going to pay to fly black ladies out of Ohio, to have abortions.
Right, right.
So, yeah, the black lady whore plane.
Right.
It's hard to pick a thing that he says that's more horribly racist, sexist.
That sounds like a fun plane, though.
Who said she's not white, but I love her? Who said that?
J.D. Vance.
Very good.
Well, you said that earlier.
You weren't supposed to get it right anyway. Yes, J.D. Vance said that about his wife.
Uh-huh.
So Anita said, when people tell you who they are the first time, believe them.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Michael in Oakland on the very same subject of Nazi couch for J.D. Vance. Or J.D. J.D. Howie Vance Mandel, as Trump calls him.
So I need some confirmation. Is that really eyeliner that J.D. Vance is wearing? I
mean, it's guyliner.
I did a lot of skyliner?
It's guyliner.
Guyliner.
Yeah.
Oh, guyliner. Yeah. Okay, and that means that it's not, you know, he's not revealing who he truly is because it's called guyliner.
Yes.
I mean, I did enough theater in college to know what that looks like.
By the way, when you find change in your couch, it's because he paid hush money. J.D. Vance's hush money, isn't it?
So I know somebody that read Hillbilly Elegy and says it's a good book. But I tried reading it. I couldn't get through it. It's just mushy and dumb.
Yeah. There you go.
And I've heard it's a good book. There's a reason why it was a bestseller.
This completes the book review.
Yeah.
Here on Steffi's Book Club. Okay. Andy tweets, our report tonight on CNN, J.D. Vance repeatedly indicated in 2016 he believed Trump committed repeated sexual assault, questioned Trump's credibility over his accusers, and even tweeted, what percentage of the American population has Donald Trump sexually assaulted? Wow. 2016, J.D. Vance, I would vote for.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, who's this? Oh, Andy says, Steph, a quick note to thank you so much for making the Chicago show available pay-per-view on behalf of all of us who can't get to a show and felt left out. I want to send you 10,000 thanks.
Aww.
I was among the first to sign up to Chicago Video. If you offer other shows, I will surely look grateful, Chicago area resident. Andrew, sexyliberal.com. Chicago will be pay-per-view in addition to come see us live at the Vic if you can. New York City this weekend and Lindy Lee next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update you on all the latest news. Also, we learn about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.